That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. This is a massive week in fantasy footy. Lockout is this week, and we have got so much to get through. Are you there, Wayno?
If he's not on the ground, then he's probably rooting the sheep up in the bloody change rooms or something.
Wayno's got half an eye on the World Cup cricket that's going on. We've got Higo and... Wayno, just the podcast is airing now, mate. And this is huge. How are you today, mate? I've got to say, just before we start talking fantasy footy in a massive week in Supercoach, have Crouching Ones covering the World Cup for Payan Manu's news, Higo's there helping him with the statistics. So we do have Wayno in the bungalow. It's great to have you here, mate.
Thanks, thanks, Uncle Jock. I can't believe I'm in the bloody... the bungalow and doing this stuff. It always blows me bloody head off. Thanks, Uncle Jock.
And you had your big team reveal on the site. We're going to talk about that a lot today.
I revealed myself, Uncle Jock, to everyone. I revealed myself and showed them what I got, and I hope everyone's happy with what I got.
I think it was very good. Higo, Crouchy and I had a big day in Bairnsdale with the boys there. We did the Bairnsdale Premier League Supercoach draft afternoon.
Did you do any fishing, Uncle Jock?
Didn't fit it in. Passed over the Thompson River. I know you've fished there before, mate.
Great fishing there, yeah.
Beautiful. So what we're going to do, we recorded some audio from all the Inner Shanklin boys out at Bairnsdale, so we're going to be cutting to that during this casting of the pod. So we'll hear from Crouching and Higo there. We've got Mickey the Mad Irishman to chop in. To say that we've got... it's very exciting. To say we've got a lot to get through tonight's an understatement, isn't it, mate?
It is. It's got to blow. I'm bloody excited.
Are you all right, mate?
I'm all right. It's just...
I'm very impressed with your team.
I'm doing this. I'm showing my side and stuff, and it's full on.
I want to start with rucks. We're going to talk rucks as people out there, Wayno, who want to finalise these things. Having a look at the community Inner Sanctum who have been revealing their teams on the website.
We've had
six team reveals so far.
Yep.
Starting with the ruckman, one thing that stood out for me, and this was the same with you as well, no one so far has gone with Tommy Bell Chambers out of the six people.
The Bell end, I'm not too sure. What he's going to be doing, where he's playing, who knows, fellas?
We're going to cut to Bairnsdale. We will cut to Bairnsdale. Mickey the Mad Irishman and the boys have a bit to say about Tommy Bell Chambers. Right. But tell us about your ruck line, Wayno.
Oh, look, Uncle Jock, really, I'm looking at the skin flute as number one because I know after not last year but the season before, he really kicked ass. And now that he's got Beveridge down there who's a bloody champion.
He's a good man, isn't he, Bevo? I know he listens to this every week. Very best of luck, Luke. You're going to be very well made.
Oh, what a bloody legend bloke he is. I just reckon the skinflint's got to get back to where he was back in 2013. So I think I'm going to stick with that one. But when it comes to, I've got the Nick Nat in there, but Nick Nat, I'm not too sure about. That could change before.
Yeah, there's a lot of people having him in and out of teams. Yeah. Interesting from the Inner Sanctum boys so far. We've had yourself, Baron, Crouching One, and Higo with Nick Nat, which is surprising me. He's not in my team at the moment, Wayno. Skin flute, I'm on, mate.
Yeah.
You and I, at the minute, are the only ones with the skin flute in the team.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm not a big fan of him, really, but I just reckon he'll come back to what he was doing in 2013, fellas. That's what I reckon.
And the other popular selection in the Inner Sanctum is Toddy Goldstein. We've had Dexter Lekdog, Baron and Crouching going with Toddy Goldstein so far. Look, Wayno, let's just cut to Bairnsdale and have a listen to the boys.
Significant Jock here at Craig Mason's Shed, roundtable of Supercoach experts.
This is what the community's about. We're here in Bairnsdale. Probably fair to say, boys, there's a fair bit of argument about a fair few selections here tonight.
I think fair argument, but not invited, Mr. Mason. I have to break in window if I kick your ass.
And I'm very sorry, Crouching. You weren't invited because the wife was not happy about last time we met.
I not blame your wife not happy. She won't cry, she won't trouser.
Gentlemen, first of all, thank you very much to the Masons for having us in their hostage.
Pleasure.
Wonderful, wonderful evening here. We had the old Supercoach draft, which was pretty unique and pretty bloody special. Thank you to Anne-Marie and thank you to Craig. It's been a wonderful afternoon. I want to talk about rucks, boys. Early pre-season, we were going Nick Natanui and we were talking Lewin Ham and Egg. And now we're talking tried and true ruckman. And that's where I'm going. Right now, my ruck line is Will Minson... Thank you, gentlemen. And Ivan Marek. And I'm not afraid to have my penis up there with the balls as well, up on the line to be lopped off. Because I think we need to go very genuine ruckman this year.
A significant jock. One can still argue that there is value to be had in the ruck. Going full-priced ruck will mean we go thin elsewhere. Many coaches still going thin in defence. I stand by my D5 structures. I am here to be challenged.
Well, what's your ruck line looking like, Hig? Let's get that right. Who have you got in the ruck?
Ivan Marek and Nick Natanui.
Boys, here in the Bairnsdale Premier League, can Nick Natanui get the thing done? I'm not convinced.
I've got Nick in my team. I reckon he's certainly going to get going this year.
Excellent. Scott from Wombat Warriors. Fantastic. Nick Natanui. Not concerned about his lack of nab.
I'm not. No, I think actually Nick could probably score a bit better this year from my point of view. I've got Leuenberger as my second choice, and I reckon he'll go all right.
Ah, the Goldberger combo. Like, I like this. Crouchy one, like this. Just a man.
No, I'm not sold on Nick Nat. Boys, I don't think his form in the NAB was pretty poor. I think he'll be sharing a fair bit of ruck time with Big Scotty Lysett, so I think I'm going to draw a line from him. I'm really liking the option, though, of... Big Bell Chambers. I think he'll be the number one ruck at Essendon. I don't think Giles will get a look in. He's only best of VFL ruckman or
Bohemiously agree with you, mate.
So I think he's that's the combo there. With a but maybe we go with a proven ruckman as your number one, and then back it up with Bell Chambers as your number two.
He's not even.
How can you not go into this season without Bell Chambers up in your forward line? Because we are so brittle in the rucks, we need some backup. How else are you going to get some backup in your ruck division?
Do you see Bell Chambers outscoring Leuenberger?
Significantly. Yes, I do, as the number one ruckman.
Mick,
Mad Irishman. I'll have to agree with that. If a Bell Chambers goes in number one ruck, then he's easily going to average 90. Leuenberger's going to play forward. Stephen Martin's going to be the number one ruck. How can you predict that Leuenberger's going to go more than 90? People are forgetting a lot of talk early in the preseason about the ruck rule changes in the Supercoach format.
I think
this has gone out the window. I'm scared. I'm looking at teams. You've got Jacobs in there. You've got Mumford in there. All these boys are going to just leak money, leak it every week. Right, Mumford, it might be an exception. Mumford will score well early. He's up against some weak rucks in round 1, 2, maybe 3. After that, you just watch. Coinage is just going to leak out of these boys. Anyone that goes in with rucks over $550,000 are going to be leaking. You start with someone like Bell Chambers. He's priced to average 66 or something along those lines. He'll go up to a price of 80. These boys will fall to a price of 90. You're looking at negligible cash. You're just going to lock these boys away. Downgrade Bell Chambers up to Mumford, up to Jacobs, up to Goldstein. You're laughing. I think you're stupid going into this year with spending $600,000 in your ruck.
Mick, there's rarely a moment where Supercoach significance doesn't trip out of that beautiful mouth of yours, mate. And I think you make a hell of a lot of sense. Shane Mumford, though, you said he might be an exception. $613,000. I still believe he'll drip enough cash to be irrelevant. I'm not going within a bloody bull's roar of Shane Mumford. Yeah, I don't think you could go in with any top price ruckman.
I'll counter that. I say he's an exception over the first few rounds. He will suck people in. Mumford will start the year averaging 140 plus over the first three rounds. Everyone's going to think he's the must-have ruck. He's already going to be 6'10 to start. He'll go up to 6'50. Everyone will be changing structures, trying to get him in. Bang, okay. He's going to leak cash, just like the rest of them.
You say me this. Man start with Mumford, trade Mumford down to bloody Cruiser.
This is my plan for 2015. It might sound sound crazy, okay? Yeah. What I've done in the last 5 days, Gary Ablett has just come out of my team. I've got an extra little bit of cash. I've gone, let's get Mumford in. Mumford can be a captain scorer over the first three rounds. Let's have a look, see what Gary does, okay? Gary comes out and he bangs out 160, 150, 140. Okay, I need him in my team. Cruiser's coming back in possibly round three, maybe round four, could be round five. Downgrade Mumford to Cruiser. You've got maybe someone like a Wells, a Judd, some mid-pricer in your midfield. You upgrade him to Gary Ablett. As simple as that. One trade and you've got him.
That's significant. I think the rucks are done, Jock.
What do you reckon, Wayne? Huh? It was a fascinating discussion with some wonderful people in Bairnstown.
I reckon you got to be crazy. You're touching Mumford, I reckon, fellas. I would not be bloody touching him with a 10-foot freaking pole, that's for sure.
It's a lot of money to spend on a ruckman, isn't it?
But yeah, and the side he plays in, come on, fellas.
Very interesting thought, though. Sort of trying to book in, maybe give him four rounds and then do what you like with that cash.
Nah, everyone gets stuffed around by rucks. Yeah. The bloody rucks just got to be locked pretty much and loaded. You don't have to worry about them. Worry about your midfield and swapping them around in 11, 12 and 13, fellas.
Stunning insights as always from Wayne O. Now, I've just got to take a little interlude. Wayne O, that's what we call in the podcast industry.
All right.
The Jock Reynolds Supercoach Group, our very good sponsors at exoticlimo.com.au. You've seen that poster. Have you seen the prizes they've come through?
Haven't seen prizes.
Look. Anyone can enter this. This is the open Jock Reynolds Supercoach Group. You have to get into the show notes, click the link to get all the details. But Exotic Limo, first place, if you come at the top in the Jock Reynolds Supercoach Group, you're first place. You get the world's second largest bloody Hummer for, first of all, an hour. It'll pick you up. It'll drop you and six of your mates off at a footy game. Footy game of your choice next season.
What colour is it, Uncle Jock?
Well, it's a big Hummer. You're going to have to click on the link. Click on the link and have a look at this thing. So, look, it'll pick you up. First of all, it cruises you around town. All the beer, champagne if you're over 18, lollies, whatever you bloody want. So you have your party. You go to the footy. The Hummer comes back, picks you up.
Yeah.
You go around. This is the second largest bloody Hummer in the world.
Fair income.
Another party afterwards, and it'll either take you home or take you at your party destination. It's got 10 flat screen televisions. It's got 4 champagne bars. It's got a VIP area. It's got all the music, and the kids will love all the thumping and all the disco music.
Blow my freaking head off.
Thanks very much to Exotic Limo. This is significant. Second place. You'll just score an hour in a Transformers Chevy Camaro Bumblebee limousine.
In a bloody Chev, Uncle Doc. Dad loves them. Dad bloody loves your Chevy.
You go around for an hour. Again, you have your party. There's beers and champagnes if you're over 18. Otherwise, just a soft drink and the lollies. World exclusive. Check it out in the site. Third place prize, $500 exoticlimo.com.au voucher, Wayno.
Jeez. Even that's bloody good.
It's wonderful. Jump on the site, join the Supercoach group and put yourself in the running. Wonderful announcement.
Did they do any like drifts and stuff like that, Uncle Jock, you reckon?
What's a drift, mate?
Like drifting, like, you know, it's a big sucker limo, I suppose, but I wonder if they just get the back end just, you know, sliding out the sideways, what do you reckon?
Yeah, just knock on the window. Oh, chief, slide the back out, would you, mate?
Yeah, I reckon they could bloody do that. Wow.
Look, we better get onto the forward line, Wayno.
Forward line, yep.
I saw with interest that you have not gone with Mitch Clark. You're the only one of the boys that hasn't gone with him out of the Inner Sanctum Revealers so far.
I could have a bloody good chat about him, but I don't trust him. He hasn't played for how long, Uncle Jock? A couple of years now?
Yeah, 3 years.
Not sure.
He's got a fresh chance. He has looked good pre-season, I reckon, Wayno, and I admire you for your values, and your firmness on the thing, but I think you have to go in, mate, but that's just me. All the rest of the boys have gone in, and interestingly, before we switch back to Bairnsdale, no one has selected Tom Mitchell yet. Let's go back to Bairnsdale, mate.
Time to talk a forward line, Jock.
Yeah, this is interesting as well. And do you know what's got me up at night? I'll admonish this to all of you.
Erection.
That as well. But Tom Mitchell. He's got me up at night. He's in, he's out. Can he establish himself as a bona fide Sydney midfielder? Where are we at with Tom Mitchell? Does he admonish himself as a midfield selection forthwith, henceforth, in our forward lines? What are we thinking about Thomas Mitchell?
Jock, is my old man to say he's in and out like a boy in a brothel. I don't know that he's really a relevant selection. He was a bit of a burn man last year. I started with him last year. And, you know, although he did get injured early, his scores weren't that great before he got injured. So I'd be staying away from him, Jock, if it was me.
But have you seen the boy collect the pill? My goodness me. If they would just give this prick a go in the midfield, I'm convinced he's an average 110 player. But can he get himself ensconced?
I don't think he can, Jock. He's collecting pill at will against the Neefle sides. He's not necessarily going up against quality opposition. He's going up against teams like Canberra.
They're full of cannonballs, Jock.
Yeah. But I don't know that he can get the job done against quality opposition.
Poyter, where are you at with this bloke?
Tom Mitchell, interesting selection. If the Essendon Bombers face sanctions, I am forecasting that Tom Mitchell will start in the midfield. Sydney need to make a big call on this player. Can he do it in the midfield? If he plays midfield time, I feel he can accumulate points and possibly average 110. A player priced around 410, averaging 110, must be considered.
And especially because he's got that forward edge ability. I've got to say, is he a certainty to come into my team this year? No, I'm not going to say that. Is he an 80% chance? I'm going to say he's 80% right now, boys. Who is vehement against having Tom Mitchell in their side?
Not me, Jock. I don't mind Tom Mitchell. But I have a question for Crouching. I see his team up on the website there, and he's got Tex Walker. What's the reasoning behind that? Like, he wants to have a dig at me about Big Boy McAvoy. What about Tex Walker?
Okay, I have Tex Walker F4. F bloody 4. Who you got F for, asshole?
Tom Mitchell.
Welcome. Tex Walker kicked Tom Mitchell ass. Tex Walker, Captain Adelaide. Tex Walker work bloody hard. Tex Walker have soft early draw. Tex Walker kick goal. Tex Walker maybe average 1.5, maybe even 1.10 early. Maybe not keeper. But, he kicked Tom Mitchell ass. I kick your f***ing ass.
Just settle down, mate.
You still have Big Boy?
I still have Big Boy.
You still have Little Dick.
That may be so, but I still have Big Boy.
Welcome.
You've got hands up. We've got about, 25 of us for my show's inaugural BPL Bairnsdale Premier League. Of all of us here, 25, give me a yo if you're with Tom Bloody Mitchell.
Yo! Nay!
How many statistics did you get? How many are with Tom Mitchell?
Approximately 60%, Jock. That is overrated for mine.
Righto.
I feel people are just yo-ing to get their voice on your prestigious podcast.
What about Taylor Walker? Give me a yo if you're with Taylor Walker.
Yo.
Oh, Mick Mad Irish, you like this man.
I love this man. This is a great pick for
me. I think I just heard a dog bark in the distance.
Yeah, I heard it too. I'm quite happy with that. I don't mind going in with a little bit different team. So if everyone wants to go with Mitchell at F4, I'm quite happy with that. Walker, all right, at worst case scenario, Walker's price to average, I think I'm just going off, I'm not entirely sure, but I think he's priced to average about 80. There's no way Tex Walker averages 80 this year. His draw early is really, really, really good. All right, he starts against North Melbourne, and then it opens up. He's got 3-4 rounds where I reckon Adelaide will win easy, and he'll kick 4-5 in each game. Should score, and I mean potentially one in the first four games, Tex Walker is going to go 150 plus. I'm quite happy taking that in my team. From there on, I might look to him as a stepping stone player. Someone like Dustin Martin, who everyone's keen on. I reckon he's overpriced. He comes down in price around the buys. Tex Walker's already at his price. A little switcheroo, and I'm quite happy and content.
Excellent. Use of cash for points.
I think Tex Walker's the type of guy you'd really like to have a beer with, but I don't know that he's Supercoach relevant.
Other selections. It appears Robbie Gray is the flavour of the month. Dane Swan. Some people are shying away from this selection.
Have you boys watched the 50 Shades of Grey where they have the roots? Because there's heaps of sex and breasts. Sorry, as you were. Sorry, Peter.
Jock, you have a mouthful of peanuts and a brain full of smut. Please be quiet.
Sorry,
Peter. Back to my original question. Why are people shying away from Dane Swan?
You know what happened, right? How many times, and I don't want to come across as Adolf bloody Hitler here, but we all know that NAB form is not necessarily good Supercoach form. He took the foot off the brake in NAB 3. Plenty of people saw him just cruising around. He's done everything right in this pre-season. There is nothing in my cortex telling me anything other than lock Dane Swan in your bloody team. Is anyone here at the table here of the Knights of the Templethons? I don't know what Templethons even bloody means.
Jock, you are drunk.
Does anyone here have doubts about Dane Swan?
I do, Jock. I have doubts. I've got him in my side. He's at F3. And I hope he goes good. But I am worried that he's just not interested. But he is a proven performer. And I have him in my side because I think it's probably a risk I can't afford to take to not have him.
Everybody knows that Dane Swan is an Anzac Day specialist. Given that Anzac Day is fairly early in the scheme of things this year, you've got to at least have Dane Swan in until he pumps out a big 150 against Essendon on Anzac Day. He's done that I don't know how many years now in the past.
I think we are all agreeing that Swan is a valid selection. This brings us back to the Ablett debate. Jock, Gary Ablett has been the talk of the town. You, on the Channel 9 News, Jock, said he was a must-have.
Peter, you know me, mate. You've known me for a very long time. And I'm the last bloke that would spruik my own tyres and remind everyone that I was on national Channel 9 News on that Saturday night, which followed up from the Thursday night on the nationally coveraged AFL fantasy football team where Jock Reynolds was announced as the fantasy of football. I'm not about that, mate. I could stand here all night and talk about that Channel 9 coverage and how it probably brought more sheep to my flock with my rod in my staff, but I'm not going to stay here and talk about that all night because I'm here at Bairnsdale, right?
Excellent, Jock.
And at the end of the day, what did you ask me again, mate?
Gary Ablett, Jock.
Oh, he's a wonderful player. And he'll be in my team. And regardless of what I said on Channel 9 coverage, which went nationwide, he'll remain in my team.
No, you said you were picking him in Channel 9, so you're good.
Thank you, mate.
No worries.
Anyone care to frame an argument without Gary Ablett?
There's no argument. Gary Ablett's got to be in your team. Has to be.
Plays round one, you got to lock him.
Yeah.
I'll join you. All right, I don't have Gary Ablett. Followers on the site, obviously, you'd seen Gary Ablett was my first pick player. That was before the fact that he hasn't played a single NAB game. It's Saturday night here. Apparently today he took his little orange hat off and someone came over and tackled him. Whoop-de-doo, all right? Last time Ablett didn't do a full pre-season, what was his first five-round average? Anyone at the table? 112. Alright, and I'll take that again this year. 112, Gary Ablett. People are arguing, oh, soft draw, Gold Coast. This is exactly the opposite of what I'm thinking. Soft draw, they got Melbourne straight up, they got St Kilda the next. Do you think Gary Ablett's going to go 100% against Melbourne when Dave Swallow, Prestia, all these boys will come out?
Yeah.
Harley Bunnell to go,
yeah.
Gary, you sit back, mate. You take it easy here. You know, if we need you to kick a goal in the last quarter, we'll kick it to you. But we've got this one, all right? Trust me, we've got this one. Then they got St Kilda, all right? Same principle. Gary's gone at 50% round one. He might go to 60% round two. He'll go to 70% round three. there'll be 6 or 7 rounds into the season before Gary Ablett goes, you know what, might want to win another Brownlow. I'll get 3 votes this round, boys, jump on board. All right, I'm not picking Gary Ablett. I'll have him around 8 or 9.
That's significant, Jock. Anne Marie, does Gary Ablett pass your rigorous selection test?
If he's right to go first round, you'd have to consider him. But I'm not sold for the whole season, no. I don't think he can play the 22 rounds.
Excellent wisdom.
Waino, back here in the Flapping Tarp Studios with the great Waino Reynolds. You're the face of youth supercoach, mate. You realise that, don't you?
I reckon I'm the next generation who could help everyone, Uncle Jock.
I believe that completely, mate. But Gary Ablett.
Yeah,
you heard it, mate. He had the orange cap off, which meant everyone can tackle him and bump him at training. He's got through.
Right.
He's going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Did he make your team in the reveal today, mate?
Yeah, he was never out of the side. Even if he wasn't playing round 1, round 2, doesn't matter. Because if you have him out of the side, you can never get it back in, Uncle Jock. You can never get him back in.
God, I'm proud of how you're developing as a human being, Shane.
Thanks, Uncle Jock.
You're wonderful.
The guy's a champion. You got to put him in. The number one rule, Supercoach. Supercoach 101, bloody put in, bloody big freaking Gary Ablett fellas.
Now, your teammate. Of the inner sanctum, everyone's picked Scott Pendlebury, except yourself and Peter Higginbotham.
Tell us about
Scotty Pendlebury. Should everyone be having a think about him, do you reckon, mate?
Well, especially this year, I've seen a lot of people aren't picking him, Uncle Jock. I can see that, but I've never picked him. I'm just not a big... If you see my team reveal, I've never been a big fan of him. I find him, he's a little bit of a flog, I reckon.
Yeah, Uncle a bit Jock. Of the factor about him, you think?
Yeah, that's just part of my Supercoach side. I don't pick flogs. Yeah.
Well, part of me also, I'm actually worried about Collingwood team in general.
Oh, yeah.
And how their performance this year is going to impact on Scott Pendlebury's output.
Well, I reckon, yeah.
He hasn't got much silk around him, mate.
No.
And I reckon that he's a great player.
Yeah.
There's no doubt this bloke is a Supercoach tried and true, but
if
they're losing football games, his points are reduced. And if he's not surrounded by solid backup in the midfield, that's going to hurt him. He's not going to be in your team either, mate.
I reckon Sidearth is going to be a number one point scorer in the midfield for Collingwood.
Old Sidebum, you reckon, could get the job done?
I reckon Sidearth is your number one man, that's for bloody sure. So but even though the Uncle Jock's still looking at our midfield, Dan Rich... Doesn't look like anyone else has picked him, but I have.
You're the only one, which surprises me.
Bam, bam.
That surprises me. No one's gone Daniel Rich except yourself. No one has selected Daniel Wells. Everyone has selected Cripps. I'm surprised mostly about that Daniel Rich and Daniel Wells and how few of the inner sanctum have been prepared to go mid-price in the guts.
I know. Look, there's a lot of players like Fambello. Everyone's just gone, not a bloody chance at all. You can stick that right up your ass. And a lot of people haven't picked Dan Rich, Uncle Jock. I've just got a good bloody feeling about Dan Rich. I'm a big fan of his, always have been, ever since he started playing. I love the way he plays his football, but he's been injured for a while.
He's fresh now.
This is his year, and he's got to smash him.
And I love the role he played in the NAB. I know NAB form is not always winning Supercoach form, right, but gee, he looked good. Running off, particularly in that NAB 3 performance, was impressive.
It was bloody unreal. And he's also kicking in. He's kicking in for him, Uncle Jock. So that's some extra
points
right there.
Mate. That's significant. Now, you've been manning the Facebook while you've been watching the cricket.
I have been looking at the old Facebook.
There's a cricket going. We still up?
We're kicking.
There's going to be a bit of bloody silence of the lambs today,
mate. Sheep roos, that'll be bloody lineup.
Did you see Mitchie Stark? Oh, Callum, he's a savage boy. He's got to smash him everywhere. Stark, booster!
Right up his ass. Off you go. Lube up, you bloody bastard.
What's going on Facebook, mate?
Oh, on Facebook, one of our mates, Ricky Maynard, he's one of his questions, Uncle Jock, is he's having 5 premiums, then Cripps and Sheed and the rookie 2 week for my midfield. Uncle Jock, what are your thoughts?
Oh, that's a good question and difficult one to answer without seeing the remaining of your team structure there, Ricky. 5 premiums I like. Cripps, I like. Sheed, I'm not too sure about, but he'd be a wonderful point of difference because in the Western Australian circles, there's big raps on the kid.
That's right.
But, gee, it's a difficult question to answer. I wouldn't be against the insertion of two mid-price players this year, Wano.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it very much a Daniel Rich, Daniel Wells, Patrick Cripps combination would be risky, and I wouldn't want to put mid-prices up forward or back, but gee, it's wide open. If you believe in these blokes, back him, but just be careful.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Even with bloody damn Rich, I'm backing the bastard. No one else is backing the bastard, but I'm backing that bastard.
Right, it's time to switch back to Bairnsdale. We had a robust discussion about defenders, mate.
Oh,
especially
right.
Sean Higgins. Let's go to Bairnsdale.
Righto.
Jock, we need to discuss defence. This is the talking point. We disagree.
I know.
I suggest we open the conversation here at Bairnsdale.
It's incredible, this pre-season, because it goes to ruck, it comes to defence, because I think that's where the game's won and lost this year. Yeah, you're all smiling at me like Cheshire bloody cats about Sean Higgins. I know you've all got him. I will tell you one thing as a fact. I've got Heath Shaw as D1. I've got Jack Nunes as D2. Who are you blokes got, eh? Put that sherry down and tell me who you've got, son.
Crouching one have Sean Higgins, D3, Mr. Jock. Yeah, welcome. Everyone on website think this bloody good.
Yeah, Sean Higgins is bloody unreal, yeah. He's going to score his 5 then till he gets injured and you're stuffed! Supercoach terms, you cannot have Sean Higgins in your bloody team.
Let's open the discussion up. Sean Higgins, gentlemen, would anyone care to add some fuel to this raging debate?
I think he's very draft relevant. Some would say.
Yeah, he is. He's quite Supercoach draft relevant.
Maybe.
I think if you were playing Supercoach draft, it would be quite a relevant pick around the 8th round. Very relevant point, Craig. Very good, mate. But not in Supercoach.
Sorry, did someone pick who? Did anyone know who picked Sean Higgins tonight in the draft?
Mr. Jock bloody picked Sean bloody Higgins.
Ha ha! Bloody how, you smart asses. I'll tell you what's different about what I did today. It's a very different format of the game. People might take a few years to come around to my thinking, as they often do, but I'll tell you what, I picked him as the 15th selected defender. Just think about that for a while. Sean Higgins was the 15th defender selected here at the draft, and I picked him based on that format. But you can't divide chickens with turkeys, and that's what I'm saying here today.
Can I try to divide a few chickens into a turkey here?
Yeah.
So Sean Higgins is your 15th selected defender in draft. Would that mean that you think he's the 15th best defender in Supercoach 2015?
Nah, probably somewhere between 10 and 25, Michael.
Okay, so if you pick Sean Higgins, who's priced at 410.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to divide some turkeys into chickens.
So what's he? He's the 6th most expensive defender this year.
Absolutely.
That
not.
I selected at number 15?
No, I'm not trying to suggest such a thing, all right?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to suggest you pick Sean Higgins, for say he's the 20th most.
Scores by number 20. He's at number 20.
20. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Is that not a relevant starting pick in Supercoach 2015?
Very relevant in draft mode because I got him at 15.
Okay.
I'm very bloody happy.
All right.
If Supercoach is the 20th scoring defender, I may as well go run around naked with a newspaper up my ass. Oh. That's his relevance, mate.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
It was different. It was unusual.
Not again, John. Not again. Gentlemen, Higgins aside, how deep do we go? Brett Goods has been elevated. Aside from Brett Goods, of course, we have Nathan Brown, speculative cheap defender, Adam Sard, Hamling, McIntosh. Do we run with some mid-price picks? By mid-price, I mean 300k picks.
Yeah, Higgo, I think I've gone with absolute mid-price madness, basically, in my defence this year. I've taken some sage advice from Mick the Mad Irishman on some mid-choice picks.
Terms and conditions apply.
So I've gone fairly deep in my defence with mid-price picks, with actually Goods being my D6.
D6,
but a lot of mid-prices in there. I've got Collar Jasny. I've got Higgins, I've got Nunes, I've also got Shaw, because I think he's the...
Which one?
Heath.
Heath
Shaw, I think he's probably will be number one or two defender this year. Oh, and I've got Lumumba, the prince.
Oh, here we are, Lumumba.
Yeah.
Should we hold hands? Because yeah, you've just mentioned.
Should. I think we should meditate.
Yeah, you've just mentioned Heredia Lumumba, who's a New Age fellow. Should we hold hands and meditate?
Do we who's have.
Got the marijuana?
Mother, they are not telling the truth. I will be home shortly.
And you know, Mother is not too happy at all because Higgins. Because Higgins.
Yeah, I've met Higgins' mum before. But, yeah, she's. Yeah, no stuff at all, that's for sure.
Well, he's out again tonight helping Crouching Cover Poyen in his world cricket as well. Oh, I don't know how that's going to go down.
Well, I hope he's home early, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, Higgins, mate.
Oh, Higgins. I met everyone. Oh, why no? Why not? What do you reckon about Higgins? Like, where you got to stick? You got to stick him in your defence. You got to stick him in your forward line. Where you got to stick him? You know, I said to everyone.
Yeah.
I know where you can stick him. You stick him right up your freaking ass. I'm not picking the bastard. Right. I'm a bloody there. Reynolds, right? And yeah. I'm picking bloody good freaking boy. Higgins. Good you can boy. Shove him right up your ass.
Yeah, good boy. I love your decisiveness, mate. And looking at the Inner Sanctum team, Inner Sanctum team reveals Crouching and Higgo are the only blokes who have gone in so far. Needless to say, he won't be in my Supercoach team. Why no?
Why?
Interesting. You were the only bloke to go with Clancy Pearce and Jarryn Geary.
Yes. Well, look, I'm a big fan. Jarryn Geary was in my side even before the NAB bloody challenge, fellas. But with Clancy, I reckon there's just a slight chance that Ross the Boss, the one with the big boobies, he might not give him that. The tag in duty. He's got to give it to someone else because he loves Clancy Pearce. And Clancy Pearce has some of the best tattoos I've ever seen, Uncle Jock. Spider-Man, they and all that crap. They're freaking awesome.
It's impressive artwork.
And I can't take him out and put in Ibbotson or whatever. He hasn't got Spider-Man tattoos.
Well, no one's gone Ibbotson or anything. But Jarryn Geary, you've been on him all pre-season.
Yeah, he's the man. Yeah,
I actually believe Jarryn Geary is a very valid selection, and I'm surprised more aren't selecting him this year.
I know. Well, people might be like, oh, I don't want to pick him and Nunesy in the back line. That's the probably thing, but I'm going both the bastards.
Yeah, why not, mate? Why not?
Well, I can't see why not. Everyone's taking a bloody punt in their back line, Uncle Chalk. So yeah, mate. Take a freaking punt, fellas.
Heath Shaw in everyone's team except yours. You opted against Heath Shaw, mate.
Oh, look. Look, that could change because Hibbard's my D1, and that could change too. Heath Shaw, I'm not too sure yet. It all depends on the drug things, you know. Yeah. Who knows what happens? What they're injecting and all that, and the drugs and what they're snorting and
all those things. All that sort of stuff. That's right. Jock. Yeah, a few other interesting point of difference. Ricky Henderson, Crouching, and Baron Von Crow has gone Ricky Henderson. Very interesting mid-price selection. Oh. Brett Goods, of course, elevated off the rookie list. He's going to go close to my team, mate.
Crikey.
Especially if he plays up on the wing and up the ground like he had late in the NAB.
Yeah.
He's a big chance of slipping in.
He's a big bloody chance of slipping in. Things could change. They've got bloody Bevo down there. Bevo's a bloody champion. So who knows what these players are going to do this season. I can guarantee you that guy's one of the best coaches ever. So there's a lot of those guys in the back line. Not only Goods, there's bloody Robert Murphy.
Yeah, there's
Robert Murphy. Look, he was in and out of my side this season, so I'm still not sure he could end up in there round one. I don't know, Uncle Jock.
Yeah, and freed up. It's got to be his last season,
Yeah.
You can see the end. He's just going to enjoy himself, and that could be very good for his footy.
Yeah.
Other things to note, everyone's gone with young Adam Saad as a rookie back there. Everyone except, Dexter so far has gone Joel Hamling, that Western Bulldog 123K defender. Four people gone with Adam Oxley, three with Camden McIntosh. So some, I've got to admit, I'm still concerned about the robustness of some of these rookies.
It all depends who gets named, Uncle Doctor.
That's right. It is. That's very right.
It was bloody hard this season.
Got to say, there is a very special Wednesday night. It's the first of the weekly community podcast this Wednesday night after we know a bit about team. So, for goodness sake, do not miss that episode this week.
I'm not bloody missing it, that's for sure.
Nah, and I've got it. Have you heard of Moneyball, mate?
No, I've got no idea what the hell bloody new Moneyball is, Uncle Doc.
New Moneyball game format came out in AFL last week. The idea is you get your mates together.
Right.
You get a league together. You do your own settings and all that.
I've got heaps of mates. I've got Big Nuts, Cousin Rodney, yeah, all those that. Guys.
Let's say you reckon you're better than them. Chuck yeah. in $2 each.
Oh, shit, all over.
You could
yeah.
be $5. Right. Battle it out. Winner takes the spoils. Ooh. Now, we're affiliated with Moneyball this week, so I'll put a link right. up there. I've got a Jock Reynolds group. If you yep. want to take me on Wayno,
oh.
open to anyone. Click on that oh, link and get that. Stuck Uncle into the Jock. Moneyball as well. Huge week, Wayno.
Oh, bloody smashing week. Here we are. We're ready to bloody play some bloody football, Uncle Jock.
Which amazing. I just want to switch back. Anne Marie, who was our host at Bairnsdale, wonderful, lovely woman. I just want
oh, yeah, right.
Let's go back to Bairnsdale and have a listen to Anne Marie.
Right.
Wonderful to be here with the community in bloody Bairnsdale. We've had a draft day, which has been unique, and I've quite enjoyed it. I want to have a big round of applause for Anne Marie, who has put on one hell of a show here today. Anne Marie, you're one of the breed of... Supercoach females who are coming into this game, and I know you love your fantasy football. Do you have any sort of, I don't know if I want to say advice, for people getting into the game of the fairer sex? Tell me about your plans for fantasy football this year.
My plans are to pick Alex Rance.
Alex defender. Rance hasn't come up a hell of a lot this pre-season. What's he done? What have you seen?
Have you seen him? There's nothing more to be said.
You're talking the buttock, aren't you?
All of him. And he's got a very good sense of humour, I've been told.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Walks on the beach.
Maybe.
Probably cooks as well.
I hope so. I'm after a cook.
Anne-Marie, in all seriousness, mate, I want to thank you very much for having us here today.
You're welcome.
Not sure Anne-Marie has represented the female player adequately. Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, tell us of your overall starting structures, captain selections, possible...
She said she gave us good pointers today.
Picking a player on his looks alone, for mine, is flawed.
No, he has scored well in the past.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, he scored, has he? Good on you, Dale.
Time to wind it up, Wayno.
Yeah.
I think it's important community listening out there. There's a lot going on this week.
I know.
Your preparation should be done. If it's not, get to it. Don't wait till Thursday.
Don't worry about school either. Give school the arse. Well, it's school holidays anyway, I suppose. But
yeah.
I gave school the arse for this, you know, for Supercoach fellas anyway. So
to focus on your Supercoach.
Yeah, I take this very seriously, fellas.
And you have to. And it's all about priorities. But I just want people to be calm. Yeah. You know? If you do the meditating, Herodi Lumumia style, do your meditation. Take some walks. Don't play the game before the game's been run.
That's bloody right.
Try and be calm. Take some deep breaths.
And like
this. And out, mate.
Calm
in the storm.
Calm. Yeah.
Very best of luck.
What?
Quick shout out. We've got a new... minor sponsor for the Thursday night community, Crave Designs.
Oh.
They make those garden water features that you can order online. They send them all around Australia. They have to be seen to be believed.
Marty Judith's got one of those ones in the front yard. Crave Designs. Yeah, bloody oats.
With
beautiful.
Water coming down. Really nice one. Community, have a wonderful week of fantasy footy. Remember, we'll be back for a very special Wednesday night podcast. Wayno, it's been wonderful having you in Flapping Tap Studio, mate.
That's all thanks, Uncle Jock. Everyone just needs to, just everyone calm when you're picking your side and just bloody take a punt. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Even since they go, I'm not too sure about this guy, not too sure about that guy. Just bloody take a punt, all right, fellas? Go on, you fellas and chicks.
Absolutely, back yourself in. If you've got that one player, Wayno, that you're keen on, go for him.
Just bloody pick the bastard.
Believe in your constitution.
Believe in your bloody self, fellas.
Yeah, I love you, Wayno.
I love you, Uncle Joe.
I love your community.
I love you, bastards, in the community as well. I didn't want to call you bastards, but I love you guys
they
in
know
the community.
You've got a heart of gold.
I have got a heart of gold.
Very proud to lead this community, mate.
I know, I bloody love
wonderful
it.
People around this joining the comments all over the place. Have a wonderful week.
Well, see you, fellas.
I'm Jock Reynolds.
I'm Wayno Reynolds.